on this 55-degree Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw you for breakfast 3 days ago. It feels like 10 years ago.
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been, you know, with a long weekend, we tend to run into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so typically the first day back to school, Wisconsin law has it so that the public schools got to wait till, you know, September 1st. And it's trying to maintain those summer workers. So those, some of the private and homeschoolers may have got to jump on things, right? So.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, so you're down to one child in the K to 12, and we graduated all of ours. So,
yeah, yeah, we. So Tessa is doing virtual this year, and actually, she's one of those that started her school work already. So,
okay,
I had asked her yesterday. I said, well, "How are you feeling about starting school tomorrow?" And she said, "Well, I started already." And
okay.
So she got a jump. And,
yeah,
yeah, good for her for doing so.
Well, she's kind of advocated for this kind of schooling for a while, right?
A long time.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can go these days in terms of the home, the public, the private, and then even be public, but as you say, virtual. A lot of virtual options out there. So
yeah, it's a much different world than I think when we grew up.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, back in the one room schoolhouses.
Yeah, right.
My mom actually went to a one room schoolhouse.
Did she?
For I think up until eighth grade, maybe.
What city?
Oostburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the city that you grew up in, that's where she was.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she went to Harmony School. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, it is September 3rd, and the election 9 weeks from today. So, hey, be in prayer.
Yeah.
As that unfolds here. And, again, what we want to be about on this program is Ludio. It makes a lot of sense. Love up, down, in, out, right? So
right, absolutely. You know, and I think it's good to ask ourselves that question as we go into the next 9 weeks of how do I live in that way to be most loving, know, kind of all the way around, 360-degree love. And that can often be challenging, I think, especially in the moment when we get angry and whatnot. So,
thanks to our friend Cody, who left a message on Friday. We talked about things and some responses, and everything's not always positive. But he said, you know, I'm not going to play it all because it's fairly lengthy, but he says he enjoys the message, and it's really impacted him and his thinking and his behavior. So we're glad to hear that. So
absolutely. Yeah, if we can encourage more love, that's definitely what we want to be doing.
All right. Well, you know, I'm thinking about somewhere, I don't know, I'm kind of tempted. I've been mulling over, is there a different book we go to here these final 2 months in terms of scripture and our close?
Sure.
But we're still in Acts 7 and verses 54 to 56 today.
Okay. And that says, the Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation, and they shook their fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand.
Mm.
And he told them, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand.
And here's what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those three verses. Proving Stephen's point, rage filled the gathered council, anger pushing in their clenched jaws. Yet, surrounded by their hatred, Stephen did not lose connection with me because my Holy Spirit filled him. That's a good line there. I gave him a vision of the heavens and the glory that radiates from the relationship between my son and me as he saw Jesus standing at my right hand. Final thought.
You know, I think even as we're talking about trying to live loving lives, you know, our hatred comes when we lose connection with our call. It comes when we lose connection with the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so in those moments when we find that we're getting really angry, when we're getting really upset, to step back and say, okay, where is God in this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that connection is for sure a great word. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
There we go, our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. WWIB, and, you know, the last few days, late last week, and even yesterday, a bit on the Labor Day edition of the Wake Up Show, telling you a bit about the Man Alive event. It's coming up in Osceola. They started this in the South, like Arkansas and Texas, but it's grown here to Western Wisconsin. A lot of guys have been impacted. And let's face it, I mean, books have been written for a while now about, you know, men don't go to church at as high a rate, you know? And more often than not, if there's someone in a married couple that's not going to church, it may be dad. And so guys trying to make a difference, guys like John McBride. And I asked John recently how Man Alive has impacted him.
Oh, I was supposed to October 2nd, 2020, retire. And a good friend of mine, John Pulley from this area, one of the key guys in Man Alive, kept telling me, you know, you got to come to a camp, come to a camp. And I said, well, you got to tell me about it. And he said, no, you got to experience it. I'm not going to tell you about it. And I said, well, I don't have the time. But once I retired, he said, yeah, come to the camp. And I really went there, wondering if my buddy John Pulley was going to be the same guy at the camp. And most importantly, I went there for my son, Easton. I sold our company. I wanted to get a better relationship with my son. And so I was hoping that this would open the door, and it did. I had a relationship with God before I went there, but my relationship improved substantially. And I went from not just being a believer in a relationship. At the end of that camp, I put God first. God says, put me first. I'm going to lead you. And I got addicted to seeing these other men, lives being changed. So even though people may think they have a relationship with God, I'm in a good place, that relationship can be better. Yeah. I love seeing the men who come there who don't believe and end up maybe even being baptized before the end of the camp. And I love seeing most of all the men who were believers and were felt God forsaken them, that relationship gets healed.
Yeah. So powerful stuff there, John McBride. It's the Man Alive Expedition. Just go to Man Alive Expedition. Even put a search in on that. It'll take you to the website, Man Alive Expedition. And there's click on the get your ticket in the middle. And it doesn't mean you immediately get, you'll get to choose. There's Osceola, September 12th to the 15th, right here in western Wisconsin, and then Crockett, Texas, if you want to take a car ride, October 3rd through the 6th. But, and then if you click on it again, I mean, you could even, you know, it's basically $259, the 4 days, kind of a Thursday through early Sunday afternoon. It covers the meals and the conference, the speakers. I was impacted in 2021, have an ongoing friendship as a result of that, a much deeper relationship with a great brother in the Lord here in western Wisconsin. And I think you'll go away enriched as well. So check that out. They've got scholarships where maybe you could go half price, manaliveexpedition.com.
Well, there's a lot of food facts that we know bits and pieces of. So it's, hey, if you're chopping onions, it's going to make you cry. If you brush your teeth, don't drink orange juice. But why? Why? Let's delve into a little bit of the science behind some of those things that we know about food.
For instance, cranberries. Big here in central Wisconsin. You could play handball with cranberries. Yeah, cranberries have also been called bounce berries because when they're ripe, they bounce like rubber balls. I didn't know that.
I had no idea. Yeah. Bounce berries. How to get rid of garlic breath. If you have breath from garlic that is offending others, scientists recently found that apple, lemon juice, parsley, spinach, green tea, and mint were the most effective foods to neutralize the offensive scent of garlic. At first, I thought you had to combine all of those, but apparently just take one or two of them.
I got to say, my new vegetable dish, cauliflower, mushrooms, minced garlic, and then throw in some broccoli was a big hit with the kids over the weekend, so... Yeah, but how about why onions make you cry? Boy, I mean, it just is powerful. I mean, it's great in the food, right? But the strong smell of onions has nothing to do with why you're crying as you cut them. When you cut into an onion, you release a strong sulfur compound that wafts upward toward your eyes. And when the gas reacts with the moisture in your eyes, it begins to burn, creating those all too familiar onion tears.
Food factoids here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Pound cake got its name because in the 1700s, pound cake was a recipe that contained 1 pound each of flour, butter, sugar, and eggs.
Interesting. Huh. Why toothpaste messes with your taste buds. Pretty much everyone knows not to drink that orange juice, as Caleb mentioned, after brushing your teeth. But most people don't realize the reason OJ tastes sour after toothpaste is because the, I'm going to go science here, The sodium laureth sulfate that makes toothpaste foam also blocks taste buds' ability to perceive sweetness. Drop that at the water cooler today.
Kids, who knew that you'd get science class before you get to school? Two more. Why honey lasts forever. Archaeologists have found completely edible pots of honey dating back thousands of years in Egyptian tombs. How did they know it was edible? Did someone just stick their finger in and it's like, let me just see what happens? The chemical makeup of hydrogen peroxide, acidity levels, and lack of water creates a perfect storm for a long-lasting treat. Honey can last a very long time.
And finally, why spicy foods make you happy. Yes, spicy peppers can make you smile. When you eat spicy foods like jalapenos or other capsaicin-filled peppers, our bodies release endorphins to minimize the burning sensation produced by the chemical.
Why do our bodies always release endorphins when we're doing something unpleasant?
Yeah,
it's kind of like eating something really hot or running for a long time.
Exactly. Yeah, work it. So
thank you, Lord, for that.
You can, you get to science class today. You can say I already had some on the radio. Time for Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show, the Back to School Edition.
Indeed, and we welcome you. Maybe you haven't participated in Tuesday Trivia for a while. Well, here's the number to call, 715-723-2555. We want to send you and a guest to the movies. Yeah, how about some Micon Cinemas movie passes? That is our prize this morning. If we get a winner this morning, 715-723-2555. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and then guess away. No penalty for wrong guesses. And here is the question, and how it comes from the Halverson household.
Yeah, it's a homegrown question because, you know, we're always trying to find something that's not Googleable, and you won't be able to Google this because recently I was going to make a jaunt to the grocery store, a few items to get, asked one of my kids, I'm like, is there anything you'd like? And they asked for one item. What was it?
What was that one grocery item that one of your kids asked for? Yeah. 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for a chance to win your way into the movies at Micon Cinemas with a friend. You could still go see The Forge. Fantastic film.
Mm-hmm. And I heard some good things about Reagan, too.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, 723-2555 to the phones we go here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul. Good to talk to you.
What do you think?
Hey, yeah, I've been out of your area for a while, so.
Welcome back.
I think it's Oreos.
Oreos. Oh, yeah.
Dad, get me some Oreos. Could that be it? That's not it, Paul, but thanks.
Again, one grocery item Halvo was asked to pick up by one of his children. What was that grocery item?
You'd have to get milk to go with that, Caleb.
Indeed, yeah. And then it kind of, you know, but we said it was just one. Like, this child just wanted this one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to play that song from Rich Mullins, My One Thing. Anyhow, 723-2555, 723-2555. What do you got for us this morning? Folks are busy on their way to school. Maybe running behind. I don't know.
Again, a chance to see a movie of your choice with a guest at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls or Eau Claire. Multiple locations, downtown, Mall Drive at the actual mall, or the Stadium 8 in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-2555 here in the Whip Wake Up Show. It's our Tuesday tradition, Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Will from Hillsdale.
All right, Will, what do you think?
Potato chips?
Potato chips.
Yeah, Dad, pick me up some potato chips. That's not it. Sorry.
Call us back. 715-723-2555. What was the one grocery item that one of Halvo's children said, yeah, that's what I'd like you to pick up for me while you're at the grocery store?
And I got to say, Caleb, as soon as they requested it, pretty rapidly thereafter, I thought this could be a trivia question. So, there we go. You're on WWIB.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tim from Prairie Farm.
All right, Tim, what do you think?
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Get me some ice cream, Dad. That sounds, boy, tending toward the sweet side and the junk food. That's not it.
Not Oreos, potato chips, or ice cream so far. What was that grocery item?
Calls are starting to come now, Caleb. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sarah from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Sarah.
What do you think?
I was actually thinking broccoli before all the sweet stuff. So.
Yeah. Because that's a little different, right? That would be unusual, right? Give me some broccoli, Dad, but that's not it.
Not broccoli, neither fresh nor frozen.
It'd be fine if my kids did ask for that, but, you know, no, that wasn't it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Paul again.
All right, Paul.
Let's try some pizza.
Was it pizza?
Paul, second trip to the plate. Could it be pizza? No, that's not it.
715-723-2555 for two tickets to the movies at Micon Cinemas.
Oh, sorry, wow.
Wow. Just quick trigger on the buzzer here on this Tuesday Trivia morning.
Preemptive buzz. All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Barron.
Hi, Gloria.
What do you think?
Pet food?
Was it pet? Thinking of the pets rather than... Sure.
And you hear us talk about the dogs, Athena and Wesley, and dog sitting for the kids' dogs, but that's not it.
Thank you, Gloria, for the call. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left before we push this off in another 20 minutes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair.
Hi, Sevilla. What do you think?
Is it a go-gurt or the yogurt tube? Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, yogurt in a tube. So
that's
go-gurt.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Just get me that. You know, a little
I don't know how old your kids are, but I don't know.
They are between 19 and 24, but that is not it.
Thank you, Sevilla. Last guess here before this goes beyond 8:15 and we try again.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Kadad.
All right, Mary, what do you think?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its. Oh, my kids like those.
I was checking. We have some of those in the cupboard just yesterday, but was that what I went to the grocery store as of request? That was not it, so... We're moving on, Caleb.
All right, keep thinking about grocery items. After 8:15, we'll give you another shot at winning these Micon Cinemas movie passes. Be thinking grocery items. There are a lot of possibilities, which was kind of deliberate when putting this question on the air.
That's right.
Another shot at Tuesday Trivia. Another shot at winning two Micon Cinemas movie passes that can be used for a movie of your choice. You and a guest get into Micon in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. But first, you have to call us at 715-723-2555 here in the WIB Wake Up Show and correctly answer our Tuesday trivia question that comes from the Howerson household.
It does. And so I was going to the grocery store recently, in the last month probably or so. And so I said to one of my kids, is there, my kids, 19 to 24, people want to know how old they are. Okay, between those ages. And I said, anything you want. And they asked for this one item. So what was it?
What was that one item that Halvo was asked to pick up at the grocery store? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and then give us your guess.
A little quicker to get those first calls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Monica Chamberlain. I'm calling from Chautauqua.
All right, Monica, hi.
I'm going to go with eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
Eggs.
Boy, we're always buying those, that's for sure. Was that the request, though? That's the question. Sorry, Monica.
Thank you, Monica. Good to hear from Chautauqua, 715-723-2555.
And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary Mandigal from Alma Center.
Hi, Mary. Good to hear from you.
I'll guess pickles.
Pickles. What's it? Pickles.
We do have pickle fans in the family. I got to admit that. But is that what we were looking for?
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Not the pickles.
Yoda chiming in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'm going to guess dental floss.
Dental floss. It's going non-food.
And the thing is, that's a good guess, too, because, you can pick up lots of non-food items at the grocery store. Yep. Was it dental floss?
We're going to have to guess through every item.
Yeah, anything possibly that could be purchased at a grocery store.
We didn't clarify, so she's thinking outside the box, but that's not it.
Thank you, Jan. 715-723-2555 for these two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
I guess, as a dad, would you be glad your kids are requesting dental floss?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you would be. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. Jody Wells.
Hey, Jody.
I'm gonna say tahini.
Tahini. I don't even know exactly what that is.
Help us out, Jody.
What is it?
Okay, you put it in homemade hummus.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Somebody wanted
like
something.
It's a ground sesame paste. I was going out there thinking they're maybe getting into making hummus.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Hummus is awesome.
But that, it is. You can use it with so many things.
Yeah, a Middle Eastern condiment.
Yeah. Huh. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Deb. I'm calling from Medford.
Hey, Deb in Medford. What do you say?
Goldfish crackers.
What did we have earlier?
I love fishes because they're so delicious.
We had Cheez-Its earlier. Does every Sunday school in America have goldfish crackers? I think a lot of them.
We sure do.
But that's not it. Sorry.
Oh, man. Good guess. Good to hear from Medford. We have heard from all over Western and Central Wisconsin. We love it here on Tuesday Trivia.
It's a great sampling of who's listening. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Matt from Eau Claire.
Hey, Matt.
I guess peanut butter.
Just straight up peanut butter. Just smooth or chunky?
Chunky.
Crunchy, whatever it's called. That's not it anyhow.
Not peanut butter. Thank you, Matt. 715-723-2555.
Was I toying with him there?
I don't know. We can just say it wasn't smooth, wasn't creamy or crunchy peanut butter.
Yes, it wasn't. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair again.
All right.
Was it avocado?
Avocado,
super
yeah.
Superfood.
That is a superfood and loved by millennials. That's not it.
Not avocado. Thank you, Sevilla. Good to hear from Blair. 715-723-2555. One of Alvo's kids asked him to pick up an item from the grocery store the other day. Just one item. Mm-hmm. What was that item?
We're going three more guesses. Otherwise, after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's me, Desmond.
Hey, Desmond.
Desmond's from Altoona, I think I remember, because I met him at OneFest. What do you think, Desmond?
Is it Takis?
Takis. Man, those are very popular among young people. Do you like Takis, Desmond?
Yes.
I'm an old dude. I don't even know what that is.
It's kind of a spicy chip type of a thing, okay. Too. A lot of gamers like them, a lot of young okay. people. Is it Takis?
Sorry.
Not Takis. Thank you, Desmond. Call us back if you can get through two more guesses, right?
The child in question is a gamer, so. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Monica again, calling from
Tech. All right, Monica, speak up.
Okay, donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah. Get us some donuts.
There's some great grocery store donuts.
Caleb's so good with the diet, but he does appreciate a good donut.
Oh, I do appreciate a good donut. That's very much it. So.
This is the last guest before 8:45, and we're going to move this to round three of Tuesday Trivia for those Mycon movie tickets. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Deanna. I'm from Conrath.
All right, Deanna.
Conrath. All right. What do you think?
What about coffee creamer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, maybe, you know, the kids are old enough to enjoy coffee, maybe wanting some creamer. I would prefer the hazelnut creamer myself, but that is not it. So.
Good guess, though. And again, a great cross-section of the WWIB listening area. We'll give you another shot in about 20 minutes here. See if we can get this solved.
We have had everything, including dental floss, chosen so far. What do they say? The old soup to nuts here.
Tuesday Trivia, try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Great to have you with us. Great to hear from so many people across Western and Central Wisconsin. But we have yet to give away these Mycon Cinemas movie passes because we're still looking for the correct answer, Halvo, and a question that comes from your family.
That's right. I was going to be going off to the grocery store to get a few items. And so I asked one of my kids, I said, anything you needed from the grocery store? And they asked for one item, and one item only. What was it? We've had a lot of guesses so far. They've all been wrong.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance for you and a guest to see a movie of your choice at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. We got those four great locations. We've heard from Willard, Hillsdale, Prairie Farm, Chippewa, Barron, Blair, Kadot, Chautauqua, Alma Center, Oliva, Medford, Eau Claire, Altoona, and Conrath. So far, but do not have the correct answer. Again, you have to call 715-723-2555, our studio line, if you would like to guess.
We had great participation earlier in the hour, which was encouraging because, you know, a lot of times people got to be to work and school by 8 o'clock. So that was great. A lot of great guesses from a lot of different places.
And remember, you can listen via the live stream anywhere, anytime, WWIB.com as well, even if you do have to be at work. 715-723-2555 now is the number to call. If you have a guess, what grocery item was Havel asked to pick up by one of his kids?
Do we need to run through the wrong answers?
We can do that, sure. Again, these are some incorrect answers so far. It was not Oreos, potato chips, ice cream, broccoli, pizza, pet food, Go-Gurts, Cheez-Its, eggs, pickles, dental floss, tahini, goldfish crackers, peanut butter, avocados, Takis, donuts, or coffee creamer. None of those things.
Good job. Way to run through that crazy list from soup to nuts. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda. Speak up. What do you got for us?
Apples.
Was it apples? Yeah. Nice and healthy?
Had a delicious apple last night. Could that be it? Sorry, Linda.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry. Good to hear from your first time today.
Yeah, I've been stewing on this. I'm
going to
say sushi.
All sushi, right. Okay, sure.
Sushi, yeah, that would be unique, a little different.
Not sushi.
A lot of times a couple of different grocery stores have a deal on sushi on Wednesdays, but I didn't specify the day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
I'm going to say popcorn to make in the microwave.
Okay, microwave popcorn.
Linda wants to go to the movies. Has she guessed the correct answer? She hasn't.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. One of Halvo's children asked him to pick up just one specific grocery store item when he was going to the store the other day.
I don't know. Increasingly, Caleb, I don't think we're going to get it today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Rice Lake.
All right, Jim, you got the answer?
I don't know, but how about cereal?
Cereal.
All right. Jim's smart there. He just went broad. There's a million types of cereal, but, you know, that would be it, right? Just, can you get some cereal? That's not it.
Love cereal. Love a lot of different kinds of cereal.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. What grocery store item was Havo asked to pick up by one of his kids the other day?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Ridgeland. How about cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese. That's
good protein.
You know, dairy item. Could that be it? That's not it, Mary. Thank you.
First time we've heard from Ridgeland, though. They have a great fair over the Labor Day weekend. Didn't make it out this year, but I've been there before.
Good to hear from Mary in Ridgeland. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas Famasio.
All right, Silas, what do you think?
Is it s'mores?
Is it s'mores?
Yeah, get s'mores or the items to make up s'mores.
That
I
would
guess.
Be good.
But yeah, I guess if he specifically said s'mores, that but that's not it.
Not s'mores, Silas. Thank you, 715-723-2555 for a chance to go to the movies at Mycon Cinemas.
Three more guesses, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda again.
All right, Linda, third try this go-round.
What do you think?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Linda, almost becoming a co-host here, but that's not it.
Good recovery beverage, right? Again, they say athletes a lot of times drink your chocolate milk after the game.
And our listeners have kind of tired out. They've gone to the bench, Caleb. They're
all right.
Calling.
Well, Tuesday trivia may have to become Win It Wednesday. Another shot to win these Mycon Cinemas movie passes.
All right, I'm going to do it like an auctioneer. Go in once. Go in twice. We're on to tomorrow.
All right. So tomorrow morning after 7:15, you'll get another shot at winning these Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Again, be mulling it over while you sleep, while you're going throughout your workday today. What grocery store item was Havo asked to pick up by one of his children?
Maybe when you're at the grocery store. Think about it.